And the reason is because we have to participate in the process of choosing our elected officials. And these recent races and victories show us why that is so important. Welcome to the Family Freedom Caller, brought to you by the Texas Homeschool Coalition and the Family Freedom Project. Tuesday night, March the 5th, marked a significant time in the history of Texans. But first, let me just say that months and months of work finally paid off for Texas families. THSC worked with 50-plus volunteers from all over the state who sacrificially gave of their time to vet and interview candidates who were on the ballot for the Republican primary in 2024. We are thrilled to say all that work resulted in Tuesday night's huge win for Texas homeschoolers and families. Thank you to our many vetting committee members who helped shape the results of that night. Now, there's so much to cover. I don't want to go into all of the races, but let's just dive into the hotly contested ones, the most anticipated ones, and in the end, with the runoffs set to happen at the end of May. Probably the most anticipated race of the Texas primaries was between David Cubby, who has forced Speaker of the House Dade Phelan into a runoff election. No Speaker of the Texas House has been forced into a runoff in 50 years. Covey ended the evening leading with 46% of the vote compared to Phelan's 43%. This historic upset could carry major implications for the Texas House, which would be forced to choose a new speaker if Phelan loses his runoff election. Even if Phelan prevails, many say his chances of retaining his speakership position may be lost if other House members perceive him as too vulnerable to lead. Phelan has historically cruised to victories in previous contests, and no incumbent House Speaker has lost a primary since 1972. But this is the most difficult re-election he has ever faced. The runoff in May will show us if Phelan will return as Speaker or if there will be a new Speaker, quote-unquote, sheriff, in town. Governor Abbott kept the steel in his spine and followed through with his promise to unseat any incumbent who voted against his number one priority in a 2023 regular session, as well as the third and fourth special sessions, that priority being parental choice legislation in the form of education savings accounts. The ESA program is a voluntary program parents can opt into. It would take a portion of the state funds allocated for a given student at the local public school and place those funds into a restricted savings account. The account can be used to purchase educational goods and services outside of the public school, including private school and homeschool expenses. If you'll recall, Governor Abbott was akin to a circuit rider, touring all across Texas for well over a year campaigning for education savings accounts. And according to Governor Abbott's office, an ESA would have universal eligibility, meaning any student in Texas could enroll in the ESA program and the funds could be used for a wide range of educational expenses. In the fourth special session, despite Governor Abbott's best efforts to work with lawmakers to pass this piece of legislation, the parental choice legislation failed by a vote of 84-63, with 21 Republicans joining all the Democrats to kill the bill. 21 Republicans unapologetically struck down any opportunity for Texas families to pursue the alternative forms of education through enrollment in an ESA program. All those 21 Republicans also all voted against our bill for UIL participation for homeschoolers 2 years ago. Of those 21 Republicans, five chose to retire rather than face re-election. 16 stayed and ran again for their seats. A total of 9 of those incumbents who opposed parental choice last year have now been replaced. That means they lost outright in the primary. A 10th seat was secured when pro-family candidate Brent Money filled a vacant seat in HD2. And of the 6 races that have advanced to a runoff, there's a high probability that many, if not most of them, will be won by pro-family candidates. Let's talk about some of the key wins from that night where pro-family candidates replaced bad incumbents. Homeschool mom Joanne Schaffner dominated her race outright by beating out longtime incumbent Travis Clardy in HD 11 in East Texas. Janice Holt won her race to unseat Ernest Bales in Texas HD 18. And homeschool dad Wes Verdell in Texas House District 53 captured the win for the open seat that was held by Andrew Murr, who was the chief prosecutor in the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. Homeschool mom Hillary Hicklin defeated longtime incumbent Hugh Shine in Texas HD 55. Mike Olcott dominated his race by unseating incumbent Glenn Rogers by almost 2-1 margin. Shelley Luther successfully unseated incumbent Reggie Smith in a rematch in Texas House District 62. And Caroline Fairley won a four-way race in Texas HD 87 in a seat that was previously occupied by Four Price in Amarillo. Mark LaHood won his race against incumbent Steve Allison in the San Antonio HD 121. All combined, the large number of victories against incumbents in the Texas House and the prospects of adding more victories in the runoff election almost certainly will secure enough votes to move major parental choice legislation and other pro-family priorities through the legislature. An interesting side note is that every one, as I mentioned, of those incumbents also voted against our bill in 2019 to allow homeschoolers to participate in extracurricular activities. Now let's talk runoffs against staunch opponents of pro-family priorities. THSC endorsed Alex Kamkar, who will vie for the hotly contested open seat in Texas HD 29 against Jeffrey Berry. And Alan Schoolcraft, a former legislator, has forced John Kemple, a longtime incumbent, into a runoff in House District 44. And in Texas HD 58, Helen Kerwin is advancing to a runoff, and she'll face off against incumbent Dwayne Burns. Each of these races represents an opportunity for families to secure additional legislative seats for pro-family candidates on top of the already stellar results from the election on Tuesday, March the 5th. It's worth mentioning that two other incumbents who voted consistently against pro-family legislation were forced into runoffs as well. Gary Van Dever and Justin Holland will face off against challengers Chris Spencer and Katrina Pearson. We'll keep you posted if THSC issues any endorsements in those two races. Our most notable losses came in six House districts where incumbents who have increasingly fought against Texas freedoms managed to survive their onslaught. Nevertheless, it takes guts and courage to run against an incumbent. So many thanks to Joshua Furstein in HD 4, Paulette Carson in HD 9, Liz Case in HD 71, Stormy Bradley in HD 72, and Karen Post in HD 88. As we shift our attention from the primaries to the runoffs, we encourage you to keep praying that the momentum that we've gained only gives us more ground to take, leading to ultimate victories in the May runoffs and the November general election. Please pray for us and for our elected officials and for the candidates running in the remaining elections this year. There is still work to be done. We often ask why we focus so much on politics, and the reason is because we have to participate in the process of choosing our elected officials. And these recent races and victories show us why that is so important. So we'll continue to keep you updated with endorsements and runoff elections. So share this podcast with your friends and subscribe to the Family Freedom Caller wherever you get your podcast. For more information about the Texas Homeschool Coalition, go to our website at thsc.org. And for information on the Family Freedom Project, go to familyfreedomproject.org. And thank you for helping us keep Texas families free.